Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
First, before we get started, I want to announce that the next episode will be with former NFL quarterback, Iowa, hopefully Hall of Famer one day, Ricky Stanzi.
Nice.
And he will be in studio, so we won't have like Zoom quality stuff.
Damn it, that means I'll have to wear pants.
Yep. Yeah. For this one, you're going to have to, I'm sure. Or maybe not. We'll check in. We'll check in and see what his...
Maybe he'll be cool with it.
Yeah. Yeah, next episode, which we'll probably post in a couple weeks, he'll be on. And we're going to do a jersey giveaway. So I'm going to have him sign a jersey in studio, and we are going to have a contest for that. We'll put out the details on all our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Put it on my TikTok.
Yeah.
I got a TikTok, Mike.
Yeah, I see. You know, you kind of got me. I started one, too. I haven't made anything yet because it's kind of intimidating. But it is neat to see what other people have done.
I made one last night. I got to edit it and post it. It's more of a funny one, not a workout one that I've been doing. Yeah, I'm kind of uncomfortable doing them, but I think like that's helping me. Like, yeah. I just kept telling myself, screw it. Like, everybody's doing this, and I'm watching these people get millions of views, and I'm sure they're getting sponsors and money all from doing the stuff we do every single day.
Yeah.
And we just do it for our own enjoyment.
Uh-huh.
So
exactly.
I figured, you know what? I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to hop on the bandwagon. I do still think one thing that pisses me off is, and you can check and see if I'm wrong, the majority of the TikTok women, and I'm sorry, I'm grouping all women in together. I'm trying to be truthful, but like I know it's not every single woman, but for the most part, and you can fact check me on this. Go ahead, Facebook. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Twitter. I don't give a shit. The majority of women, I think, have seen the trend of if they show off their body, they will get lots of followers. And over time, you can see someone that's had, like, they've posted 100 or so TikToks, and they're completely normal. Mm-hmm. Scroll to their very beginning and watch how they started. And it's usually flashing some skin. So if I had that, sure, I'll do it. No problem. I'll flash a few nits. I'll be TikTok famous overnight. Which I sent you a text, and I said, maybe we should create a competitor called Dick Cock. And basically just guys able to pull out their junk and become Dick Cock famous overnight.
Dick Cock. Well, you know, it's sex sells. That's, you know.
Yeah. Well, and here's my point of that. I guess there was another point to it, which is, I think it was like my third TikTok. My first couple of TikToks were about the podcast. No, nothing moving, just a still picture with a clip of it.
Yeah.
But my first TikTok, which I thought was absolutely hysterical, got removed.
Really?
And after I have seen some of the other TikToks that are allowed to be up, it infuriates me. So I'll set the scene. Obviously, I don't have a clip of it. I act like, Mary was there. She was going to hand me what I needed. And I said, hey, babe, can you grab my caulk? And I had her hand me a thing of caulk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously the way I said it sounded like cock.
Yeah.
But I said it cock. To the person first hearing it might be like, what the?
Mm-hmm.
They got taken down and said I violated their rules. And I'm like, really? Because I just scrolled on a 15-year-old girl jumping around in a bikini. That didn't violate any of your regulations.
And you said cock.
It said cock. And I clearly hold up a bottle of cock or a tube of cock. It just infuriated me. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to get to. So I have a new one. And I got to edit it tonight, and I'm going to post it. And let's keep track to see if this thing gets taken down or it gets tons of views. It's funny. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It does have to do with the male genitalia. It doesn't show it or anything, but it insinuates that there is something there.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious if it's wrong for a guy to do this stuff with his body, but it's okay for... It's like... I don't know.
Double standard.
But don't get me wrong. I love TikTok. We love watching it. You get some really good recipes off of it for sure.
Uh-huh.
Some good motivational stuff and just some funny stuff like you and me do. So it's pretty comical. Sorry, I didn't want to make that sound like a TikTok bashing session.
But I'm going to stay on it. But I hate TikTok.
No, that's what annoyed me. I wasn't going too much depth into the girls. I just the fact that I could do something so... Innocent, basically, and it gets removed. But then here there's literally a 15 or 16-year-old girl jumping around a bikini, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That TikToks me off.
And there's probably
Oh, you didn't get that joke.
It takes.
No, the moment is gone, Mike. You cannot laugh about it now.
Well, I was in the middle of
you were in the zone.
Thought
you were in the zone.
I mean, there's probably another video out there like yours, kind of the same concept.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably been up for like a year.
Yeah, but because I was new, had no followers, probably no likes. They're like, yeah, we're not gonna let this guy slide with shit until he's got a million, which will never happen. So.
No. You know, I mean,
whatever.
You never know. I mean,
yeah, you never know.
You see a lot of people post stuff, and you're like, "That's really funny. Why didn't I think of that?"
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because it's such a simple, you know.
Well, that's what I'm starting to gain. Is like I told Mary, I come up with so many dumb dad jokes, like on my own. I've never heard them before. I just come up with them on my own. Sometimes they're very, very dumb. And I thought I'm just going to record them and get her initial reaction when I come up with one, and then there you go. And that's what these people are doing. They're recording. Just their everyday normal stuff, and sometimes it takes and sometimes it doesn't. What am I trying to gain out of it? I guess, like I told you, I really want to see it promote the podcast a little bit. So once you establish the kind of fan base, then you can start like throwing stuff at them, like check out this podcast, check out this clip.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, you got to sell the product, you know? So right now, I'll just try to sell the product to where people are like, man, this dude's funny. Oh, he has a podcast. Oh, I'd love to listen to these guys because they're freaking funny.
Yeah.
So that's where I think I'm going with it. Plus, it's just fun to watch. But
yeah, it is. Yeah, there's some great stuff on there.
Yeah. Random thought again here. Happy 21st birthday to my little cousin, Hannah. 21.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if there's a Vegas trip planned or whatever, but we have one planned.
Do you?
Yeah. We're going in April, and Mary's been planning it. We're taking Connor. So
awesome.
Yeah, we're not doing like a adult gambling type. We're doing a more fun, indoor skydiving.
Dude, yeah, there's so much stuff to see. A lot of people assume that you go to Vegas, all there is to do is gamble. But just the sightseeing alone.
Yeah, and the first time I went was horrible because I was with a guy that was pretty close to retirement. All he wanted to do was gamble.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, man, I want to go down to, I think it's the Mirage that has the water display or whatever. And I'm like, I want to see that stuff. And he's like, you don't need to see it, you know. I think this will redeem it, possibly.
Yeah.
We're going to do, like, zip lining over Fremont.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff she's got planned.
That's awesome.
That's cool. You know Mary, man. She'll...
Yeah, I love Vegas. I can't wait to go back. Probably once COVID's kind of died down.
Yeah, we're like, fuck it, we're going to go right in the middle of it. we just
Why
don't
not?
Care anymore.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah. But yeah, and then we got another vacation planned, I think, in June to... Just a simple one. I think we're just going to stay at a hotel by Cedar Point and do that for a couple of days. Connor's going to bring some friends, and it's like a little campground type thing, and then we'll just get into the park every day
for
like 3 days. Yeah, so nothing crazy, but it'll be fun. We got some stuff coming up. We're going to try to make this a really good year.
Yeah.
You know, get away from all the negative stuff.
Yeah, I think we're looking into getting a cabin in Hocking Hills.
Oh, that's awesome.
Four of us, just as something to get away and... Have something to look forward to over the summer.
I heard people up there are lots. They always get a lot of phlegm. That's why they call it Hocking Hills.
Hocking Hills, yeah. I've been there once before. It was
another one of my jokes that just totally bombed.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
No, I mean I got it.
Okay, it just wasn't that good.
Just missed the mark.
Yeah. Oh boy.
All right, we're gonna play a little game.
I love games. Are we playing a game of hide the sausage?
No, we're gonna play a simple little dirty game. Of Would You Rather.
Okay.
All right. I found this on BuzzFeed, and it is a list of Would You Rather questions that are not safe for work. So they're going to be right up our alley. So let's get right to the first one.
All
right. Would you rather accidentally text a nude picture of yourself to your parents or accidentally butt dial them during sex and they have to listen to the whole thing?
I would rather butt dial them and have them listen. You?
Yeah, I'd probably rather butt dial too. I don't think they. I don't want them to see nude pictures of me. That's actually, and you know what? It's actually 50% for each.
Dave? Dave?
Dave?
Dave? Hey, I think you might have butt dialed me.
Dave? Hey.
Is this about the 401k transfer?
We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. So 50% said they'd rather have them listen during sex.
Yeah.
And 50% said they'd rather have him send nudes.
I wonder if it's different between men and women. Like, the answer.
Could be.
Definitely a question for the listeners there. Because I wonder, you know, maybe the girl would rather have a picture sent than hear them during, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
Next question. Would you rather give up bread forever or give up oral sex forever? So, bread or head?
My God, that's, how is that even a question?
I don't know.
Man, I'm not giving up my carbs. No. Yeah, bread's got to go. Bread.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Fuck it.
Yep.
All right, so 51% said they'd rather give up oral sex. 49%
they're
said
all
they'd
women.
Rather give up bread.
They're all women. 51%.
Wow.
They're all women want to give up head.
It might be. Wow. Yeah. That's shocking.
Have you ever had the breadsticks from Joey's, though? Oh, my God. They are to die for.
I'm not touching another dick with my mouth as long as I can have those breadsticks.
Yeah.
Wow. Surprising.
Those breadsticks.
All right. Next one. Would you rather have your grandma walk in on you during sex or walk in on your grandma during sex?
Oh, have her walk in on me.
Honey, what's all that hammering going on? And oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, sorry.
You're really giving it to her.
Make sure you give her some warm milk.
Yeah, definitely. No one wants to see their grandma having sex.
No.
I'd rather my grandma walk in on me.
Yep, for sure. What was the outcome of that one?
The outcome was 52% said they'd rather walk in. They'd rather walk in on their grandma.
Jesus.
Wow, what? That's 70,000 votes.
Jesus.
48% said they'd rather have their grandma walk in on them.
Wow. That's mind-boggling. Kind of disturbing, to be honest.
That is, yeah. Who like, the fuck wants to walk in on their grandma?
I mean, I guess, do you mean like walk in, like you walk in, peek, and shut the door real quick, or are you like...
I think
that's
like
got
to
be
like walk into a room and your grandma's getting nailed.
So we're not talking about like walking in and be like, oh, hell yeah. All right. Shit. Hey, can you guys pause? I'm going to cook some popcorn because this is what I live for. So, yeah, I think I can kind of understand the percentage of just kind of walk in and be like, oh, shit, you know.
Yeah.
So now, I don't know, maybe I would switch that around then.
Hey, Grandma? Hey, do you know where the broom is? Okay.
Oh, my God, her teeth aren't even in.
Did we just buy a turkey?
Oh, my God.
Grandma, could you teach that to Felicia? Like, seriously, she's a horrible head.
Oh, my God.
When you're finished, of course. I'm not asking you to do it, you know, now.
Shut the goddamn door.
Don't stop, Harriet.
Oh, shit. All right. Next one. Would you rather loudly orgasm after every time you cough or cum every time you sneeze?
Oh, my God. So the choices would be.
Loud orgasm when you cough.
Or.
Oh, fuck.
Or. Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what? You can control the one, though, because you could wear, like, a diaper or a cup and just empty it throughout the day or something.
Yeah.
I think I'd take the sneeze and cum.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Like, you could, like, just pad it with some like toilet paper or something.
Could you imagine?
Because I mean, how often, unless you like have like allergies or if you had allergies,
could you imagine just being in a work meeting and you're like, you feel that your nose start to itch and you're like,
no,
oh,
no, no,
no, no, not, no,
no, no.
So if you look at the third quarter reports, I'm sorry, Dave. Did you have something to say? No, I'm good. It's not COVID. It's not COVID.
Yeah, Daddy.
Well, somebody's excited about these fourth quarter reports.
Yeah. I think I'd rather come when I sneeze. Let's see if everyone agreed. Yeah, they did. And this is like way, like 78% said they'd rather come when they sneeze. 22% said they'd rather orgasm when they cough.
Yeah.
Especially now with the pandemic going on. Like you said, you're in Walmart and you're like, oh fuck.
It would be like super exhausting.
I'll have what he's having.
If that's COVID, sign me up.
What aisle did you get those pickles in? Because
all right, let's do the next one. Would you rather receive an alert every time your parents have sex, or have your parents receive an alert every time you have sex?
I think I'd take the one response a year rather than my three dings a week. Three or four.
Bing, bing.
Jesus.
Bing, bing,
bing. God, how's he fit it in between working out and eating healthy, going to work, and guy still has time to do this shit? What the hell?
I'd probably rather have them receive an alert. I don't want to know.
Like I said, I'd take the one ding a year.
Oh my God. Bing. 78% said they'd rather receive an alert about their parents. 22% said they'd rather their parents receive an alert. I mean, it's what you said.
Yeah,
you'd rather.
I'd rather.
They must be having a lot more sex than their parents.
Well, think about
their
parents. Yeah, do. I was going to say, when they get older and the parents aren't, they're doing
hammer my hip, Harold.
You're going to give me hip dysplasia. You're just going to sit still and take it, woman.
All right, next one.
Yep.
Would you rather be forced to speak like Borat every time you have sex, or have your partners only speak like Borat during sex?
Oh, my God. I think I'd want to speak like
Borat.
Yeah,
me too,
yeah.
Right? Yes, you like? You like?
Oh, my God.
Ah, your vagina is so tight.
This my town of Cusack.
61% said they'd rather have their partner speak like Borat.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Hey, baby.
What?
Talk like Borat for me.
Be Sir Orkin, the town rapist.
Oh, here's a good one. Would you rather only be able to have sex in the shower or only be able to have sex on the table?
We're saying those are the only two options.
Yes.
That's it. For
only be able to have sex in the shower. So, like, you can't fuck anywhere. For some reason, it doesn't work unless you're in the shower or on a table.
Yeah, I guess you could still. I'm acting like I'm giving up showering if I go yeah, for the table.
Yeah, you could
still shower. Yeah. Yeah, that switches it up because I think I'd go table because there could be some laying down stuff. Oh. And then the, you know.
Yeah, in the shower.
The shower, you drown.
Yeah.
Grandma?
Hey, that's funny. You sound like my grandma.
And could you talk like Borat?
I can't breathe.
Naughty, naughty.
Yeah, I think, the idea of shower sex is like, oh man, that'd be kind of hot. And, I mean, I guess if it was, I don't think I'd want to have shower sex all the time.
Yeah.
So, I
depending
would,
how long you take, you'd prune too.
So it doesn't look like we'll be eating at each other's houses anytime soon. Pretty much everyone else agreed with us. 62% said they'd rather have table sex.
Yeah.
38% that said only shower sex.
So now we get to the part of the show we call the wrap up.
Wrap it up.
We talked about our adventures with TikTok so far.
And we played a game of Would You Rather, and I'll be posting those questions on our Facebook page for you guys to answer, and we're interested to see the results of that.
And just a reminder that in a couple weeks, we're going to post an episode with former NFL quarterback Ricky Stanzi, who will be in studio with us. So if you have any questions you're thinking of that you'd like him to answer, feel free to shoot us a message on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and we will ask him and shout out your name. We do plan on having him sign a jersey in studio. We will film that signing so everybody knows it's legit. We will be having a contest. We'll put all the contest rules on our pages in the coming weeks, and we'll have some fun with this.
Hell yeah.
So with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
Catch you guys next episode.
Peace
out.